This has been a topic that I have been wanting to dive into, honestly, for over a year. And we finally found a bill that is being discussed up in Hartford to address this. It's not a fun topic. Okay, I have to tell you, because I know my husband's one of the people. If you've got kids in the car, you probably do want to switch. We are talking about something that is very uncomfortable, which is protecting children, especially in a school setting. There is a bill right now being discussed, an act authorizing the disclosure of an open investigation of abuse or neglect or sexual misconduct in the hiring process of school employees. This is something I feel very strongly about because we've had too many situations, not that it's common, but one is too many situations where teachers or coaches or even camp counselors have mishandled, is the nicest way I could put it, students, young people. And what happens is once they're out of that job, if they're not convicted of a crime, they can be hired in another school district or in another town or city. And I have hated that. I feel like this is a real loophole, and I've been wanting to see something happen. And so we welcome to the show State Representative Tracy Mara, who saw this situation happen in a community that she represents. And she actually worked with the school district, is my understanding, on this bill, 5327. And she joins us now for more. Representative Mara, thank you so much for giving us the time. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much for highlighting this issue. I appreciate your advocacy on this, and I'm so happy to be here to talk with you about it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Tell us your process of because you did you write this bill, co-write this bill? Like, talk a little bit about the process of how you tackled this. Again, it's not a fun topic, but man, we need to talk about it.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving the PSA on this because this is, you know, I listen to you in the morning with my daughter in the car as well. So, yeah, please, parents, turn this down. People don't want to, you know, young people don't want to hear about this.
Yeah, check the podcast later if you've got kids in the car. That's perfectly fine. We'll send you the link.
Yes. So here's the issue. This happened back in November, and the teacher was put on leave. The investigation, as the investigation came out and then the arrest, that happened in February. I got an email from my superintendent, who's actually fairly new in Darien, and contacted him. And it was 24 to 48 hours before the closing of the bill deadline, because we have a time period legislatively that we put the bills in, and I'm part of the minority party, so we have like a day earlier so that my folks higher up can get things together for me. So when he contacted me, what he said is, you know, we went through this process for hiring, and this was not caught. You know, we do background checks. And this particular teacher had two instances known at the time of working in two other schools in the state of Connecticut. And when you ask for that background information, because he didn't have a conviction of sexual misconduct or neglect, then it didn't come up on his file. So how are we going to fix that?
Right.
So I worked with the lawyers at the school, and then the lawyers with the House Republicans to put together language that addresses that if there's an ongoing investigation into someone, or there has been an investigation, then that too will be caught. So it was a really quick turnaround to kind of get that information in. And then, you know, that was obviously the very first priority to do. You know, let's get some language in.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. So House Bill 5327, again, an act authorizing the disclosure of an open investigation of abuse or neglect or sexual misconduct in the hiring process of school employees. It's basically what it sounds like. You're allowing a former employer, like a school district, to disclose if a job applicant is under investigation for abuse, neglect, sexual misconduct. The disclosure would be made to a prospective school employer, kind of like the situation Darien was in, which, by the way, I'm so glad you mentioned, Representative Mara. Darien Marianne did what it was supposed to do. They did not drop the ball here. But because there was no conviction of this person, who, again, I know is still, you know, innocent until proven guilty, did have investigations done. I believe my understanding of this case was that he voluntarily either left or was kind of either forced out, or he left the district. So, again, it's this loophole of there's no real record. It's like, yes, he was investigated for this, or he was accused of this. But because there was no conviction, you know, who's really at fault here? But now he's facing yet again very similar accusations of being inappropriate with students, and so I want to know where this bill is at, because to me it logically makes sense. It should not be a partisan issue. This is a welfare issue for children. I think it is a protection for employers. I felt bad for Darian. I felt bad for the Darian School District, because they looked like they were careless in hiring this person, when really there's no. I don't think there was any way of them protecting themselves from a potentially dangerous hire.
Right. But before I go into kind of the next steps on the bill, if you don't mind, I'd like to take it even one step further. And that the investigation initially came out that he was at two schools. He's had them in Stratford.
Yes.
It actually went back even further. He was in North Branford and actually had a conviction. And he got arrested, but okay. The case ended up being dismissed because he had good behavior for 18 months.
When was that news, Representative Marr? I did not hear that.
2008 is when this happened. And this came out. This came out. Let's see who put this out. Eyewitness News 3 put this out on February 20th.
Wow, that's crazy.
And you basically can say rinse and repeat exactly what happened to this young woman in North Branford is exactly what happened to the student in Darian.
Wow. Allegedly, because I have to say allegedly. That's crazy,
allegedly.
Though. Because, again, I have to say it because he wasn't convicted. This is the problem, though. It's so crazy. We have to wait for a conviction. And, look, I understand the other side of this, right? I mean, I get that there's the other side, that this can get very messy. You know, what if you've got, you know, a student who really doesn't like their teacher and they make up a horrible story about the teacher, it becomes a rumor. I get it. I understand the other side of it. And I'm not saying we shouldn't protect teachers as well. I mean, we have amazing teachers in Connecticut. I don't want this story to sound like we've got this awful, you know, this I'm going to call it culture of this happening. And I don't want teachers to feel like they're constantly, you know, being thrown under the bus. But this to me is a no-brainer piece of legislation. If you're not being inappropriate with a student, with a child, because that's what they are, under 18, they're children. If you're not doing anything inappropriate, I don't know anybody who would say, like, nope, I don't want to make these. I don't want other school districts knowing that I was investigated for this. And again, I do understand there are situations where there might be retaliatory actions being done. But I think, again, if that is proven and you haven't done it, to some degree, I would imagine that you would still support legislation like this.
I completely agree. And let's be honest, we don't lean first on protecting the adult. We lean first on protecting the child. And nothing in this legislation says that the person would not be hired if they disclosed some issue at a previous school or something was disclosed about an investigation. That person can easily talk their way out of it. You know, there's how we have it in now is that there was an investigation, but it does add impairing the morals or risk of injury to child. So it does open it up just a little bit, and people may be concerned about that. But let's be honest, if for some reason, you know, there's very few things that I can put in there that be risk of injury to a child that maybe shouldn't be considered. And let's say, I don't know, if a teacher gets in a car wreck and the other car has a child in it, that could technically be risk of injury to a child. But why wouldn't they report that and say, yeah, this is what happened? There's no reason to say that teacher wouldn't or shouldn't get hired because of something like that. But
But people do have hiring bias. I mean, so I do understand that one concern, though. I mean, I will say I do understand the caveat of, you know, people will. I mean, we can't really enforce that people aren't biased when they hire. I do get that. Because if I saw that somebody was investigated for this, I mean, let's be honest, behind closed doors, they're not even going to look at that resume. So I do get that. And I don't know if that's something that can be addressed either in this legislation or another, which is, you know, if you find out that this was either done in a retaliation or that there was literally no evidence of the accusations this person faced and they continued to teach at that. I mean, that is why you go on leave usually, is because you're being investigated. And in fact, if nothing comes out of the investigation, there's no proof of it. You know, do you take that from the record? I don't know. I'm not that. That is where I would imagine there. It's a little bit murky. We're talking to State Representative Tracy Mara about House Bill 5327, an act authorizing the disclosure of an open investigation of abuse or neglect or sexual misconduct in the hiring process of school employees. Representative Mara, I know I ended on a note where I had said, what do you do for hiring bias? Because I do imagine that would be one of the issues maybe with this bill. Maybe it's not, though. I'd love to see what people have said about this.
Well, the good news is no one has said anything about it yet. I mean, we haven't had, right now we haven't had any of the unions come out and say this is a problem. We did have the commissioner of the education commissioner come out in support of this. So I think that's, you know, that is a good thing. Hopefully people agree with me that, you know, the first step is protecting the child. And we should not sacrifice that for maybe other problems that might come around. So I hear people, I understand it. And maybe this cast a little bit bigger of a net. But I think sometimes we have to, unfortunately, it looks like we have to go there. We can't protect an adult over the fact of over protecting the children, which is what has been happening. So, what happened very clearly in this case. That is exactly what happened.
Yeah. So I'm curious, Representative Mara, has there been any public hearing on this? I mean, it's funny. I didn't even realize this bill existed. I have been shouting from the rooftops, honestly, since the Bethany situation well over a year ago. And that was somebody who worked in the school system who eventually became a camp counselor for Parks and Rec in that town. And I'm like, man, we gotta fix this loophole. I didn't even know this bill existed. Have you guys had any public hearings or anything on this?
Yes, they did. It went. I worked with the education committee. I'm not on the education committee, but I worked with them, and they did have a public hearing. There was testimony submitted. What is interesting and maybe not shocking, that many people were uncomfortable coming and speaking up on it. So I spoke for my district. There was testimony sent in, but I mean, as you can imagine, a lot of raw emotions are around this, and people were still trying to get their heads around exactly what the language says. And at that time, still trying to figure out exactly where the loophole is. So I think there was, people felt uncomfortable necessarily coming out. What was interesting is in that public hearing, there was back and forth questions that happened. So I came out and I spoke on the bill and about the situation. And, you know, one person mentioned, you know, that they've heard of this, you know, happening in other towns too. And then there was another legislator that spoke up and said he taught in my district, he taught my kids. And he goes, she said, I asked around if people were willing to come out and speak about it. And she said, because I spoke up and said, you know, people were uncomfortable coming out and talking about this. This was a painful topic. And she said, I agree. That's the same thing I heard from my town, that people, it's such a touchy subject that people were nervous to come up and speak about it.
Sure.
But in fact, that it happened in her town and it happened to her, you know, her kid didn't have her kids, sorry, but her kids had him. Now, I've talked to many people in my district whose children have had this teacher, and oh, he's such a great teacher. All the emotions are pouring out of these kids, trying to understand, was he being nice to them because he was grooming them? Was he being nice to them because he maybe is a good person and maybe we just all have it wrong?
Kids shouldn't even have to translate that. That's crazy. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's awful.
That's crazy.
It's triggering
crazy.
A lot of people.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So we did get public hearing, and it actually got passed out of committee unanimously.
Good. Wow. Unanimously.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Unanimously.
Wow. Okay.
This gets bipartisan support. I had a conversation with the majority leader who actually shares this town with me. I sat down in his office and we discussed it. You know, we both said, you know, this is not a partisan issue. This is a keeping our kids safe issue. So
yes.
We're both kind of working to make sure that there's nothing that's going to have roadblocks for this. And that, you know, I'm hoping that we get full support and that it can go all the way through. That's my hopes. If anybody's coming forward and seeing an issue with it, I wish that they would reach out so we can fix it before they stand up and stop this. I mean, this should go through. This makes sense.
Yeah. Really quick, Representative Mara, because I know we're running out of time. This is solely for teachers, though, right? This doesn't include, you know, coaches or camp counselors. And again, I know, honestly, sometimes they end up in the same category. Teachers are coaches at the schools or become camp counselors because they started at the schools. But this is solely for teachers. This is the start, is where we're tackling teachers first.
No, I believe this is anybody that's being hired into the school system.
Okay.
And that has access to kids, yes. And we actually broadened it to allow former employers be not just the public schools.
Well, because I was wondering, like in the Bethany situation, that was the town that hired him after the school district got rid of him. So like
okay.
I believe if I have that story correct, his first act, if you will, was in the schools. So there was no way to really catch him before the town then hired him to work in the Parks and Rec department. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was wondering if it's just through the schools that we're looking at, or does that also bleed into if the town hires that person from the school district? I don't know. But maybe I guess the school district would have to let them know of those acts. Essentially, they would have to still let anybody know, like whatever employer wants them, that they were being investigated.
I don't think that this technically addresses that.
Okay.
What a town has. I mean, this is literally around, you know, around schools.
School to school.
So,
got it.
School. Yes. School to school, but not even school to school. DCS and investigations in general. What's allowed to be given to the schools? So it wouldn't necessarily address that. I mean, you know, like even if you go and you get a job in financial institutions, they can get a lot, you know, broader background check than schools can, right? So there seems to be a limited supply of what schools allow. So this broadens it.
Yeah.
I would have thought that town would have already had broader abilities to get more information. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, Representative Mara, I want to thank you for making this a priority. Truly, I personally want to thank you, but I know our listeners do as well. And thank you for what you do. Certainly keep us posted on the progress of House Bill 5327. And for those of you listening at home, I will also attach the language of this bill to Representative Mara's podcast on our website, voiceofct.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.